May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text comes from the gospel reading, which includes these words. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." This is our text. You may be seated. Dear Saints, Martin Schalling was a pastor in Germany shortly after the death of Luther. After studying at Wittenberg, his first call was to the city of Regensburg. And as you may know, some calls go well and some calls not so well. This particular call didn't go so well. A particular controversy had arisen in the Lutheran Church at that time, which had divided many of the pastors and superiors within the church. Schalling was on the side of what Lutherans had taught for years and what the Bible teaches, but his superiors thought differently, and he was removed from that call. He wound up in the city of Hamburg, and there was caught in another issue. During that time, the prince of the particular area in which you lived determined the religion of that area. And this prince had decided that he was going to follow the teachings of John Calvin, the Dutch reformer, many of which Schalling believed went against Lutheran teaching and against biblical teaching. He had supporters in that place who tried to keep him around as long as possible, but eventually the prince got his way, and Schalling was removed from that call on the Tuesday of Holy Week in 1569. And on that same day, he and his wife and his children were forced to leave their home. They found refuge in a nearby town where Count Richard took them in. And that Easter Sunday, Schalling preached the sermon at the Count's residence in the evening, and he concluded the sermon with the words of the hymn that you just sang, "Lord, Thee I love with all my heart." It is written as a prayer addressed to Jesus. It is a beloved Lutheran hymn, but when I looked in other hymnals, I could not find it in any hymnal outside of the Lutheran Church. But it has been sung at many a Lutheran funeral. And it is a hymn that is a prime example of the types of hymns we are to sing. Deep, rich hymns designed to praise God for his works, written as prayers to the Lord, and to teach us, as we sing it, who God is and what he has done for us. But for our purposes today, this hymn and the circumstances under which it was written serve as a beautiful example of what Jesus said in our gospel reading. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Schalling writes in stanza 2, "Let no false doctrine me beguile, let Satan not my soul defile." Pastor Schalling could have taken the easy way out. He could have told his superiors one thing while secretly believing another thing. Or he could have just kept his mouth shut and dealt with the false doctrine that was being taught around him. That really wouldn't have been bearing his cross, would it? That would have been, as it was what Jesus said, saving his own life instead of putting his life and livelihood in the hands of Christ. Now, sometimes certain points of the Christian faith, of Christian doctrine, can seem unimportant or secondary to us. So what if someone says the bread from the Lord's Supper isn't really the body of Christ? So what if someone says, well, people are basically good and denies the doctrine of original sin? So what if someone says, well, baptism doesn't really do anything to you, it's just something we do? But so what? Is that false doctrine erodes the truth. All of what we believe and teach and confess points to the inability of man to save himself and points us beautifully to Christ and his mercy and love and grace and the forgiveness we have through Jesus' death and resurrection. Undermining that puts us in danger of leading to a faith that does not save because it is not rooted in the truth of God's word. May we, the church, be as bold as Pastor Schalling was in standing up for the truth. Stanza one of the hymn. Earth has no pleasure I would share. Yea, heaven itself were void and bare if thou, Lord, wert not near me. Saving one's own life, as Jesus calls it, is really this desire to have our best life now. What Jesus means is that those who cling to the things of this life, the pleasures of this earth, place their wills above God's will, who live for themselves instead of for God and for service to the neighbor, will ultimately lose life, will ultimately lose the gift of eternal life. Doesn't matter who you are, rich or poor, famous or unknown. This is the idol of self, of serving yourself, of always being preoccupied with and striving for what you want out of life and not what God wants. Oh, it can manifest itself in active disobedience toward God and his word, but more often than not, it's simply apathy, indifference, not caring particularly about the things of God. I don't have time to whatever. I don't have time to pray right now, read my Bible, do devotions. I don't have time to go to church today. I don't have time to help that person who really needs me. This attitude is extremely spiritually dangerous. What is important, what most important is most important, as Schalling reminds us, is that the Lord is near you, that he is strengthening your faith through word and through the sacrament. Schalling continues, and should my heart for sorrow break, my trust in thee can nothing shake. This life is heartbreaking. We've all experienced it to one degree or another, whether it was when you were young and you didn't receive that gift you had your heart set on, or maybe a little older when that boy or girl you liked didn't like you back, or as an adult when we don't seem to be able to provide for our family the way we think we ought to be, or when a child wanders from the church, or when a relationship that was solid now seems to be strained, or when a sibling dies, or when a parent dies, or when a spouse dies. These things are heartbreaking. But with Schalling, we pray that these heartbreaks would not be faith-destroying and that God would continue to give us confidence and trust in Jesus who died for us and who, even through these difficulties, continues to love us, that our faith would be unshaken. Now, Jesus' words in this hymn aren't only calling us to a particular way of life. They are describing what our lives are as Christians, but they go beyond simply preaching the law of God to us. For Jesus himself tells us what it is that enables us to bear our crosses and how we are able to put aside the pleasures of this life and cling to the life that is coming. It is the gospel. It is Jesus himself. It is the cross of Christ. Schalling prays, "Thou art the portion I have sought, thy precious blood my soul has bought. You and I can bear the crosses that God gives us, that the Father gives us, only because Jesus bore the cross his Father gave him. Jesus was willing not only to die for you, but to suffer the wrath of God. The pouring out of that wrath he took upon himself instead of allowing the Father to pour it on you. And though you and I may now be asked to carry a cross, some of those crosses which may seem too heavy to bear, we have the promises of Jesus. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you compare the crosses that you bear now, the difficulties, the heartbreaks, when you compare those to the joy of eternal life that will last forever, those crosses become lighter. Schalling reminds us, "Yea, Lord, 'twas thy rich bounty gave my body, soul, and all I have in this poor life of labor." This is a life of labor, and if it were not for the Lord and his providence and care, we would be utterly lost, unable to take a step, unable to breathe a breath. But God supports us. He supports us with the crosses we bear. He provides for us when we seem to be losing the things of this life that we would really love to hold on to. God's love does not fail. And this love that he pours into you pours out from you to others, a blessing for which Schalling prays, "Lord, grant that I in every place may glorify thy lavish grace and help and serve my neighbor." When something difficult happens in our life, when some persecution arises, when some heartbreak occurs, when it seems too hard to be a Christian, we don't just give up. We don't just throw up our hands and say, "I'm done." No, Christians pray. And we can pray, "Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, forsake me not. I trust thy word. And give strength and patience unto me to bear my cross and follow thee." These words, "Lord, thee I love with all my heart," the non-believer can't say them. Only the Christian can say them, because we know that God first loved us. St. John writes, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." God has changed your heart to be capable of loving him. Never perfectly in this life, of course, but it is our fervent prayer that we would continue to love God as a response to his love for us in Christ. We can bear our crosses because Jesus bore the cross for us. We can give up our lives because Jesus gave up his life for us. We can be willing even to lose our life because we know the end of the story. We know what's coming. Eternal life with Christ is your destiny. And for faithfulness to the end, for being received into the heavenly mansion, we always pray. Schalling concludes the hymn, "Lord, let at last thine angels come, to Abram's bosom bear me home, that I may die unfearing, and in its narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me, that these mine eyes with joy may see, O Son of God, thy glorious face, my Savior and my fount of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, and I will praise thee without end." In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.